Blog Talk Radio.
Rocket Nation, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. It is so great to be back. This is Rocket, back in another installment of the Rocket Sports Breakdown for the first time in a three-month period. Again, it is so great to be back. It's so great to be here in front of you tonight. Hope you're listening. Tonight's broadcast is going to be another 30-minute special. Just wanted to take the time to update you guys, let you know about Rocket's whereabouts, some of the things I've been doing lately, get you guys ready for tonight's ESPY Awards, talk a little bit about the All-Star game last night. First of all, I want to say we are 50 days away from the start of the 2013 NFL regular season. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. It's what we're all waiting for now. It's what we're waiting for. And as a big football fan, I'm just excited for all the teams, what they have a chance to do and what they're going to be doing and, you know, just you know, the preparations. We've already had OTAs, training camps, getting ready to start, preseasons a month away. This is it. This is it right here. There's just been so much going on since the NFL draft began just a couple months ago. Now, I want to say real quickly, there's been a lot of negative issues surrounding the NFL lately with players being arrested. We've had nearly 35 players arrested since the Super Bowl itself, which took place back in February. And my thing is, some of these guys tend to think that they are above the law. They think that they can have any type of lifestyle they want. They think that because they are who they are, they can get away with just about anything. And my issue is, okay, well, if you're going to do that, then you should be reprimanded for your actions. You know, every little bit of activity requires some sort of consequences, especially if it's a negative activity. And that's my issue. You know, the whole Aaron Hernandez situation, that really put things over the top. That's been by far the biggest news so far this NFL offseason. And to see the Pouncey brothers, you know, taking a picture, free Hernandez, to me, that it's stupid. It's ignorant of them to do that. And I'm not going to fault them guys for being complete idiots. I'm not going to call them that, you know, because nobody's perfect. We all have done stupid stuff in our lifetime before, but come on now. You're going to do that? Seriously? To me, I think Hernandez is guilty, and I'm happy that Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, decided to just go ahead and cut him. I'm glad that the organization came to this decision because you don't want that on your team. Now, that being said, that hurts the Patriots because their tight end position is a mess right now. Because if you look at it, you already got Rob Gronkowski, who's been having more surgeries and more metal in him than the Terminator. He's going to be out for a little while. There's no telling when he'll be back. And again, with Hernandez, because these two guys, to me, besides Wes Welker, were the focal points of the receiving game, the passing game, and the two top targets for Tom Brady over the past few years. Now that you're not going to have at least one of those guys for a while, then what happens? What do you do? What do you do this year? I think that means that some of these guys are going to have to step up. You already got Wes Welker, who's moved on to Denver. He's gone. So what do you do? And where do you go from here? I mean, what's going to be the next move? Who is on their roster now that needs to be developed? And to me, I think that something should be done about that. Because here's the thing. Their third tight end is Daniel Fales, who has played seven seasons in the NFL. He's not a guy that's had a lot of recognition. As of last year, he only had just four catches for 85 yards the entire season. He's bounced around a few teams. He's played with St. Louis. He's played with Denver. He's played with Atlanta. But he's never been a guy that has, you know, been a human highlight, I should say. He's only had eight total touchdowns up to this point. He is going to be arguably the top tight end on their roster now. And the question is, you know, what type of tight end can he be? Can he be a good pass-receiving tight end? Is he going to be a focal point of the offense? What is he going to do? So my whole thing is, well, this particular team right now, you never thought you'd see this happen. But you know what's funny? when the Patriots were winning the Super Bowls, they were doing it with a lot of unknown players on their offense. Guys who you look at and say, oh, this guy is their top receiving threat. We got to be on the lookout for this guy. You know, they had Troy Brown. They had Deion Branch when he was younger. They had other pieces, but pieces where you look at and you say, these guys, really, they're going to beat us? And yet they were able to go on and win Super Bowls because they had such a great balanced attack. So I think that they are going to be in a little bit of trouble, and I do think that these guys that they have on their roster now are going to have to step up, period. Just period. And, again, I will say that if any team can do it, it's the Patriots. It's the Patriots. And I will say that Tom Brady is one of the best as far as making receivers, tight ends, and running backs around him better, and he's going to have to do that now. He's really going to have to do that now because with the moves that Miami made in the offseason, to me, the Dolphins have the best shot of knocking out the Patriots from first place in the AFC East. I don't know if they'll do it or not because I think that Ryan Tannehill and Mike Wallace are going to have to develop a better rapport. These guys are going to have to develop some chemistry on the football field and even off the football field as well. So I think they have a shot. But, again, you're talking about, you know, two guys who've never played together before all of a sudden just doing it. But then again, Tom Brady and Randy Moss before 2007, they never played together. And look what happened with them. You know, they were a tandem. So we'll see what happens because I'm anxious to see what some of these teams are going to do. I'm just anxious, man. I'm anxious. I'm excited. I can't wait for the upcoming NFL season. I want to take this opportunity also real quickly to update you guys on Rocket's whereabouts and just let you know some of the things he's been doing. Yesterday, the MLB All-Star Game aired. And during the broadcast, a Fox Sports 1 commercial aired with some of the teams, including the Detroit Tigers and Miguel Cabrera, which featured yours truly as a Detroit Tigers teammate of his, which was an honor. We shot the commercial at Comerica Park on June the 21st, which was last month, over 3 weeks ago. We were on set for 5 hours. It was a great commercial shoot. We had an outstanding time. I enjoyed everything that we were doing. It was just wonderful. It was just a wonderful experience. And Miggy himself is just a total class act. We were laughing. We were joking around. I got a chance to shake his hand, high-five him a few times when we were on camera celebrating with him as if he did hit a game-winning grand slam. It was remarkable. And if you didn't see the commercial is actually on YouTube. You can go to the Fox Sports station on the Fox Sports account, I should say. Subscribe to the page, and you'll see the commercial where it features the Baltimore Ravens, the San Francisco 49ers, the Detroit Tigers, the New York Yankees. It was a bunch of extras. He was the only actual real-life player on the baseball diamond. So I was privileged to have the opportunity to be on set with him. Pictures have been uploaded, video clips on Rocket's Facebook page. You could go on there and check them out anytime you want. I want to send a special shout-out to my friends who are also actors, Denny Doyle Jr. and Grover McCants, who were also on set. Grover McCants played the base coachman. So you could see him running behind Miguel Cabrera as he's going towards home plate, which is fun. I got a chance to work with him for the first time and looking forward to working with him in future installments. Denny Doyle is a guy who I've been on set with a couple times already. He's a guy I'm working with in current ongoing projects right now. Hopefully there will be more in the future. He played one of the umpires. He was actually at home plate standing behind Miguel Cabrera as he was hitting his grand slam. So you got to believe for him it was pandemonium. It was a wonderful experience. And again, just running into so many friends, making new friends, and meeting guys on set, guys who I've been on set with before, other people I've worked with in other installments and things of that nature, it's just been remarkable. So you can go on Fox Sports, the account on YouTube. You can check out the commercial. You can check out behind-the-scenes clips, behind-the-scenes photos. You can also see the photos on Rocket's page. You'll see some of the things that he's done. Got a chance to be in a Detroit Tigers uniform. And it's funny because it was my first time ever being inside Comerica Park. I've never been inside Comerica Park prior to that day. I used to go to games at the old Tiger Stadium, so I'm old school. But it was a wonderful experience, and again, big ups to everybody who was part of the production, the directors, the crew. Special big ups to Ryan Hill, who booked me for this commercial shoot. We had a great time, and I hope you all got a chance to enjoy the clip. It was wonderful. Some of the other things that Yours Truly has been featured in is a few weeks ago I was on set for a film called Need for Speed, which is based off the video games, for those of you who are not familiar with it. We was on set for about 12 and a half hours. Just so many things going on with that 12 and a half hours. We had a great time. I worked with some friends for the first time and some other people from before, meeting some other people for the first time. It was just a remarkable experience. I've been on set a few times for an upcoming TV show, Low Winter Sun, which will be making its debut next month on the AMC station, so you can get a chance to check that out, too. We had a great time. I got a chance to meet a lot of great upcomers, a lot of great talent, working with so many big-name faces, including my homeboy Sam Bryce, who is going to be a recurring character on the show. So, again, shout-out to my man there doing his thing. I'm happy for him. He's doing it. He's doing it big. Also, hopefully Yours Truly will be booked on Transformers 4. They will be shooting here in the months of July and next month, August, in Detroit. So hopefully I'll get booked for that. We'll see what happens. And, of course, just working on these local films. My own project, Love Has a Mind of Its Own, we resumed shooting last week for the first time this year. Shout-out to Andre Harris, a.k.a. Mr. X, and Marita Wagner for their on-screen contributions. They were doing a good job. They're going to get better as well. So, again, everybody part of the project, Gregory Alford, I want to welcome him to the cast. He's a phenomenal talent, a guy that's very hungry, a guy that's very dedicated to doing what he's doing. I also want to say to a lot of the other people who I'm working with for the first time this year, shout-outs to you as well. You guys are a privilege to work with, so I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do. This is a great year for so many of us. This is a great year. I'm excited for everybody. And, again, I can't wait to work with many more of you. If I haven't worked with you yet, I'm looking forward to it. If I'm working with you now for the first time, I'm looking forward to it. So, again, I can't wait to be on set with you guys and be featured with you guys. It's a privilege. It's an honor. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Also, in case you didn't know, tonight is the ESPY Awards, the 2013 ESPY Awards. I'm looking forward to watching it. I will be checking it out. So, again, I want to prepare you guys for that. You guys are going to be in for a treat. Joe Hamm will be the host of the show. And every year I like what they do with some of the different hosts and some of the people that they bring in. For those of you who don't know who Joe Hamm is, he's an actor. He's a director. This is a guy that worked his way up. This is a guy that has done so much in the business today. He's been featured in films such as Space Cowboys, We Were Soldiers, A Single Man, and most recently The Congress, Bridesmaids, Sucker Punch. He's also been featured in television shows going back to the 90s. He was on Ally McBeal, CSI Miami, Gilmore Girls. He made an appearance on there, the Hughleys, Mad Men, which has been an ongoing project. He's been on SNL, 30 Rock, did an episode of The Simpsons, Family Guy. He appeared on there once. This guy has just done so much. So I'm looking forward to watching his set as well tonight. A lot of people are going to be in attendance. A lot of people are going to be there. There's a lot to be talked about. There's a lot to be, you know, to be watched and to be discussed as far as what these guys are going to do. It's going to be a treat. There's going to be so many people there. Kevin Hart will be in attendance. You know, all the ESPN personalities, some of the NBA players, some of the NFL players, MLB players, quite possibly NHL stars. Gabby Douglas will be there. RG3, Robert Griffin III will be there. Colin Kaepernick is expected to be there. So there's just so many names right now, so many big-name players, so many big-name people that will be in attendance tonight, and I hope you get a chance to check it out. I hope you get a chance to watch it. It will be worth the trip. I promise you, you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be just remarkable, just remarkable. Right after this broadcast is over, you can tune in to the 2013 ESPYs Countdown at 7 o'clock, which will be airing on ESPN. And the award show itself will be starting at 9 p.m. from the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles, again, with your host, Joe Hamm. And again, it's just going to be so many people, so many people. And again, it's just so many guys that are going to be there. Trey Burke, Tamika Catchings, Joe Flacco, DeSean Jackson, Calvin Johnson, Johnny Manziel, despite some of the issues he's been dealing with lately. I don't want to go too much into it, but I just want to tell him, keep your head up, keep doing what you do, regardless of what's going on. Try and stay out of trouble, my friend. Try and stay out of trouble. Michael Phelps will be there, Hope Solo, J.J. Watt, Russell Wilson, just so many people. Some of the presenters tonight will include Ben Affleck, Kevin Bacon, Don Cheadle, Danica Patrick, Maria Sharapova, Don Cheadle, P. Diddy, Jason Sudeikis, and Selena Gomez. So there's just going to be so many big names there. And, again, to everybody that's going to be in attendance tonight, have a great time. There's a lot to look forward to on the show. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to everybody who's been supporting me ongoing, to everyone who I've been working with up to this point, to everybody who I'm getting ready to work with this year. Again, I can't thank you guys enough for the support. It's been a wonderful trip. You guys have just been so great to me. And, again, I'm overwhelmed with great joy. Thank you all for joining up on Rockets fan page as well. 1,300. We reached 1,300 as of yesterday. I'm thankful. Thank you guys for putting up with yours truly. Thank you guys for joining, for subscribing, for following. It's great to know that there's so many supporters out there who are willing to take the time to do what they do, and it's remarkable. So, again, I thank you all. To all the new friends I've made this year, whether I've met you on Facebook, whether I met you on YouTube, whether I met you at a casting call or just hung out with you, thank you. Thank you all so much. It's just heartwarming. It's heartfelt. It really makes me feel great, and it's great to know that there are people out there who are willing to take the time to support you and help you out. Well, we got a little bit more time left on the air, so I want to take this opportunity to kind of run some news at you. As of last week, the NBA free agency period kicked off, and yes, the big story, Dwight Howard moving on to the Houston Rockets. As a Lakers fan, I'm not surprised that this happened because I don't think Dwight Howard is one of those guys that can fully live up to expectations, you know, as a superstar player. You know, you can make a case that he's the best big man in the game, but if you're going to be the best big man in the game, you got to have a great offensive flow. You got to have a great offensive game. And to me, he just doesn't really have that. When I think of best big man, I think of guys from certain eras like Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal. And ironically, they all played for the Lakers. And those guys won championships, by the way. They were all MVPs. They were all superstar phenoms. They all did what they did. My whole thing is, I think that because of Mike D'Antoni being the head coach, I think that probably to me was the main reason why Dwight Howard decided to depart for Houston. I also think that because of Jim Buss being the crazy egotistical owner that he is, he doesn't really know what he's doing. He, to me, is going to run this organization into the ground. You heard it from me, all right? You heard it from me. And also, I think another situation is just the fact that, again, his past issues with Phil Jackson, not willing to bring back Phil Jackson, not even bringing back Brian Shaw as the head coach, a guy who knows the triangle offense, who's an assistant under Phil Jackson, a guy who's played with Kobe, who's coached over Kobe as an assistant, a guy who's also won championships with the Lakers. To me, I would have gone in the direction of bringing him in. I just don't think that Mike D'Antoni was the right guy for the job, and I've been saying that for over a year now. I also think another situation is the relationship between Dwight Howard and Kobe Bryant. I think another situation like that, you have to wonder if those two guys really, really could coincide together. And you also have to wonder about Dwight Howard's health. playing with back problems and shoulder problems throughout much of the season. I'll give him that. But, again, this is a situation that didn't surprise me because he didn't want to come to the Lakers in the first place. Last year, he wanted to be traded to the Brooklyn Nets. But to me, the problem was the Brooklyn Nets could not afford him because of some of the contracts that they have. So best of luck to Dwight Howard in Houston. He's going to have a chance to play with James Harden. He's going to have a chance to play under Kevin McHale. He's going to have a chance to hopefully develop his post game for Hakeem Olajuwon. And to me, no center ever had a greater offensive game just the way he played the position better than Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, the dream was just phenomenal. Watching him play, I enjoyed watching him play growing up as a kid. So if anyone can teach Dwight Howard anything, hopefully it's him. And it's funny because Dwight Howard played in Orlando. He played for Los Angeles. He's worked under guys like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like Patrick Ewing, and yet he still hasn't fully developed an offensive game, and you got to wonder if he's going to do it now. So we'll see what happens. He's going to have to now if he's going to play in that system, and we'll see because the Rockets are a team that like to get up and down and score. They like to shoot the ball. So you have to wonder, Dwight Howard is going to be happy playing in that set. So, again, I'm looking forward to watching the Houston Rockets this year, and I will be paying a lot close attention to them just to see what they're going to do. Speaking of the Brooklyn Nets, well, the biggest trade so far this offseason obviously has to be the Brooklyn Nets acquiring Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce in the trade with the Boston Celtics. That was by far the talk of the town, by far. It was crazy just how that whole thing going down because prior to that trade, Kevin Garnett had a no-trade clause in his contract. And I guess he just decided to waive it and kind of move on because Doc Rivers is no longer there. He joined on with the Los Angeles Clippers, who also brought back Chris Paul for a big contract. Good for them. The Celtics decided to bring in a new head coach. There's rumors that they may end up trading Rajon Rondo. I wouldn't be surprised if they did, and I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, because anytime you bring in a new head coach, especially a coach from college who's never coached on an NBA level, you're pretty much in that rebuilding process. Now, to me, I think that the Celtics are basically going to start from scratch, and I think that the situation is at the point now where you have to wonder what's going to happen with the Celtics team long term. Basically, the trade went down where the Celtics traded Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Jason Terry, and DJ White to the Knicks in exchange for Gerald Wallace, who's still a good scorer, one of the best young scorers in the game, Chris Humphries, Keith Bogans, Marshawn Brooks, Chris Joseph, three future first-round picks, and the option to swap first-round picks during the 2017 NBA draft. So if you're the Nets right now, you did just get significantly better. And now you got Jason Kidd as your head coach. You brought in Lawrence Frank as your top assistant, the guy that's going to be pretty much more hard on as far as, like, the operations coach from a coach's standpoint and teaching Jason Kidd the coaching basics. But if you're the Nets, this is your opportunity to win. You got to get it done now. I do think that the trade has made the Nets better than the Knicks right now. The Knicks themselves were they've been making some moves this offseason as well, bringing back J.R. Smith, making a trade for Andrea Bargnani, and just recently, as of yesterday, bringing in Meta World Peace for the next 2 years, who was claimed off the amnesty waivers from the Los Angeles Lakers. So that will probably make them tougher. I don't know if it's going to make them better than Brooklyn. I think the Knicks are probably going to be the fourth or fifth best team in the East. Already we've seen some great moves so far this offseason. We've seen some interesting moves, some big moves. Another big move was Josh Smith, who surprised a lot of people by signing with the Detroit Pistons. A lot of people were probably surprised by that move because, again, no one really saw that coming, because he's going to a team that hasn't been in the playoffs the last 3 years, and he's going to a young team, a young organization, but he's going to get a big payday, 4 years, $56 million, And again, the Pistons have done some things as well this offseason. They signed Italian star Luigi Datome from the Italian league. They brought back Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups will be back for the next couple years. Rasheed Wallace is now going to be an assistant head coach for the first time in his career. Maurice Cheeks, they brought in as their head coach during the offseason, which has had a lot of positives and negative reactions from fan bases, including the Josh Smith deal. So we'll see what happens. So now he's going to be on the front line, which already has Andre Drummond, who's been playing phenomenal during the summer leagues, Greg Monroe, who rumors have been speculating that he's probably going to be on a trade waiver or whatever, but we will see what happens. The Pistons surprised a lot of people by drafting Kentavious Caldwell-Pope during the draft instead of taking, you know, local favorite Trey Burke. And to me, I'm not surprised by that move because I look at it like the Pistons need a shooting guard. And Caldwell-Pope is a good shooting guard. He can score. He can create his own shots. He can drive to the basket. He's a slasher. He can do a little bit of everything. Trey Burke, if you draft him, you're pretty much putting him on a starting front line where you got two guards, Trey Burke and Brandon Knight, potential starters who are 6'3". To me, that's a mismatch for opposing backcourts. And to me, the Eastern Conference has bigger backcourts than the Western Conference does. So to me, those guys will be at a bit of a disadvantage. Caldwell Pope, on the other hand, has some size for a shooting guard. Again, he can score. He can do just about a little bit of everything on the court. Trey Burke was drafted and then later traded to the Utah Jazz. So he's going to get a chance to do some things over there in Utah. He's kind of struggled a little bit playing. He struggled his first couple games shooting the ball, but he's going to get better. He's going to be just fine. Another Michigan guy that was taken was Tim Hardaway Jr., who was taken by the Knicks. That was another big move that the Knicks made so far this offseason. So congratulations to those guys being drafted. And also, real quickly, over in the NFL, another big move as far as offensive, as far as offseason moves was Victor Cruz signing his contract to stay with the Giants, $43 million for the next 3 to 4 years. So that should be an interesting move as well. Matthew Stafford restructuring his contract to stay put in Detroit beyond 2017. That was a move that needed to be done. So, again, those are just some of the moves, just to give a quick recap of what's going on. Starting next week, next Wednesday, the show will be moving back to Wednesdays. Yours truly will be back the two-hour format. We will return to the two-hour format. My co-host, Lisa Morris, is expected to be back as well, so I'm looking forward to being back on air with her again. She's phenomenal. She's been great. So, again, thank you guys to everyone who's been supporting Rocket, the Rocket Sports Breakdown Show. Hope you enjoy the SBs tonight. Again, 9 o'clock on ESPN. You can switch over to ESPN right now and check out the preview show, which will be starting in the next minute or two. Again, thank you guys for listening in tonight. We will be back next week in a two-hour format. Keep watching Rocket on Facebook if you have. Watch him on YouTube. You can subscribe to his pages. You can follow him. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Till next time, God bless you all. It's great to be back in front of you again. Take care of yourselves. Be seeing you soon. And most importantly, above all else, get ready for a power trip. See you guys next time.